Ever since I registered my car in Idaho, I've received a letter or postcard every week or so. In the body of the letter are extremely urgent and time-sensitive expiration notices that my car's dealership warranty is expiring or has already expired. I usually tear this type of mail up and throw it away, but decided this time to open one of the letters and call the number. And seriously, folks, please do not try this at home.
Thank you for calling Enterprise Auto Protection. This is Dave speaking. How may I help you today?
I'm a reporter with Boise State Public Radio. I'm actually recording this right now. I'm wondering if I could talk to someone in charge over there.
Do you have the code number from the form that we mailed out to you?
I'd like to talk to someone in charge before I give you out the code number.
Okay, well, I need to pull your file up to be able to get any further in this phone call. On the top of that form, there's a code number. It starts out MVS.
It's not coverage for me. I'm just sort of interested in this whole entire operation. If there's someone who's your supervisor or someone who owns the company I can talk to.
Okay, the form that you have in your hand, it has a code number on it, correct?
Yes, I understand that, but this is a different issue than that.
That form was mailed to you or it was mailed to someone else?
It was mailed to me.
Okay. Well, then I need to pull your file up if you want to continue this phone call.
And I'm telling you, I'm a reporter.
That's pretty easy to do. That we need to verify we're speaking to the right party.
Well, I can tell you that you're speaking to the right party because I have the mailer in front of me, and I'd like to let you know.
Without the code number, I can't verify anything. I mean, I don't see that as being that big of a deal.
I don't think it's
code number on the top of the form.
And I don't think it's that big of a deal to patch me onto your supervisor.
Well, hold on a second. Let me see what I can do for you.
Then I was placed on hold for 2 minutes.
Sir, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. It looks like everybody is on the phone. Well, I'm just going to have to send this over to the supervisor's office and have him give you a call back. Public radio.
After the call, I spoke to Dale Dixon of the Better Business Bureau.
The idea behind the marketing piece is to try to make the consumer think that it's the vehicle manufacturer who is sending this postcard out. And once you place that phone call, you're going to receive a very high-pressure sales pitch to buy a contract.
These companies are offering consumers what's called auto service contracts. The BBB, Idaho Attorney General's Office, and the Federal Trade Commission all warn consumers about these types of companies.
We've heard horror stories of people who have 1985 Oldsmobiles with 190,000 miles. The car might be worth $1,000, and they have been talked into buying a $2,000 or $3,000 service contract.
It's best to throw away these mailers and never call the number. Remember, any legitimate letter from your car's manufacturer or dealer would clearly spell out who it's from. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Scott Key. If you listened yesterday, you know better than to believe the direct mail pitch about your auto warranty expiring. Now, I want to know how these scammers got my contact information. One of the letters had a possible clue. It said that I purchased my vehicle 2 months ago, but I didn't buy the car 2 months ago. That's when I registered it in Idaho. Mel Coulter is a spokesperson for the State Transportation Department.
Idaho code does prescribe certain circumstances that we can release driver's information and vehicle information to third parties. Our Division of Motor Vehicles can provide that information to specific entities that show that they have a legitimate interest and a legitimate reason to need that kind of information. But more than anything, we are committed to keeping the personal and private information of Idaho citizens, drivers, and vehicle owners as private as possible.
Coulter says there are three entities that receive this information: government agencies, a company called Polk, and the Idaho Automobile Dealers Association. Government agencies, according to Coulter, use driver and vehicle information for such things as emissions testing and accident investigation reports. Polk is a market research firm headquartered in Detroit, Michigan. Lonnie Miller is vice president of marketing and industry analysis.
When Polk receives information on vehicle registrations from Idaho, we're using it for aggregate vehicle statistical reporting. So many of our customers, solely in the auto industry, they will look at this information for reporting out on market activity.
Polk also runs a service called Carfax, spelled F-A-X, that provides auto history reports via the vehicle's ID number. Another way Polk uses registrations is to provide auto manufacturers with contact information when safety recalls are issued. The Idaho Automobile Dealers Association also receives these details from the state for recalls. Trent Wright is executive vice president of the association. He says his organization started working with the Idaho Attorney General's office 2 years ago to crack down on auto warranty scams.
We saw a very large need because our dealers were getting phone calls left and right from consumers thinking that, hey, I bought a car and then I started getting these phone calls and the dealers sold me down the river. That is not the case. That is not happening. There are many, many, many ways to get this type of information, and the dealers that we work with, that's simply not going on.
Miller from Polk also makes clear his company does not use Idaho information that way.
It is not used for direct marketing, for, you know, targeting personal consumer information. It doesn't go into that.
All three individuals we spoke to stressed how they handled personal information extremely carefully. Dale Dixon of the Better Business Bureau has this advice.
The less information you provide in the public place as far as who you are and how to contact you, the fewer of these phone calls and mailings you will receive.
The sources may be unclear, but direct sales companies are somehow able to get your information. So guard it very, very carefully. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Scott Key.